Something Going On, written and read by me forever. Stiles is aware from the moment that the pack have moved into Derek's newly renovated childhood home that something is going on. Stiles might not be a werewolf, but he can still smell, and sometimes it isn't Erica who walks through the door even though it's her scent that's coming. Rosy and wild. It's Isaac instead. There are lacrosse gear laying in Erica's room more often than not, and he walks into Isaac's room to bug him about dishes he hasn't done, but he is seldom there. He is noticing that Isaac has become more and more open to touches, and nowadays often lean in to hug people or just put a hand on their shoulders without even thinking about it. It's nice, Stiles thinks, but he is totally certain it hasn't just to do with the fact that the pack are now living together. When he walks into Erica's room one day, without knocking because that's just what he does, she isn't alone. They're standing close together by the window just in front of the door, and when Stiles can see the tears on Isaac's face, he suddenly doesn't remember what he's doing there. Erica gets a possessive look on her face and pushes Isaac behind her as the blonde boy turns his head away from Stiles, wiping at his face. "You think you own this place and can just barge in, dumbass?" Erica growls, and Stiles know that the betas have a hard time seeing him as Stiles' second-in-command, because he's human and he's Stiles, and he does dumb shit like walk into people's personal rooms without announcing himself. That doesn't really send the most "I show you respect, so you show me respect" vibe as he would have liked. So he doesn't give her a hard time, he simply excuses himself and leaves before it gets more awkward. Erica is making snarky remarks about him all afternoon. It gets so much that Derek raises a brow at her, and then she finally stops. He looks at Stiles, who just waves a hand like, "It's really nothing!" He can see that Derek doesn't believe him, but doesn't push it further. Now, when he's looking a bit closer, he can see that Erica and Isaac practically always are close. They sit next to each other at all their shared meals, they help one another with homework, they steal touches, they share glances. He feels happy for them. They are cute together, and he has never seen either of them smile like they do at each other when the other one isn't watching. It doesn't seem to be official, but he thinks the rest of the pack is highly aware. Even Allison and Lydia must know. The girls have been having so much bonding time lately that there is just no way Erica hasn't told them, like, everything. Sometimes Stiles wishes they could just include him in these girl talks so he can find out more about them, but he is firmly denied. "You're a guy," Lydia tells him. "It's not that we don't like you," Allison says. He rolls his eyes at them. Things turn for the worse sometime later. Stiles is sleeping over. Everyone is actually there, even Scott and Allison and Lydia, the ones who are not living there permanently, because it has been a day of fighting off evil fucking witches. And it's Saturday, so everyone just fell asleep around the living room after their 3 o'clock pizza rolls and pack snuggles. He wakes, mouth dry, and looks at his phone to know that it's 6 in the morning. He couldn't have gotten a couple more hours. He scrambles to his feet to get a glass of water as quiet as he can and jumps over piles of humans and werewolves on the floor. Doesn't register that there are a few missing. So when he enters the kitchen, he's shocked to find himself not alone. Also, the fact that the two wolves seem to be highly unaware of his presence is rather shocking. They should smell him, axe and sweat, hear him, heartbeats and breathing. They don't. One of them is Erica, hair intertwined in the other wolf's fingers, pulling and smoothing. The other one is not Isaac, but they're kissing. She has fevered lips on her own, on her neck, on her cheeks. Her eyes closed, but she is smiling. and Jackson is smiling into the nape of her neck as he bites her playfully. Styles cannot wrap his hand around the fact that they are kissing. And not just any kind of kissing, because holy shit, that is so not PG-13. They must be so caught up in each other, since none of them acknowledge the fact that Styles is right there. So he backs away and leaves them to it. He doesn't understand what it all means. Is Erica dating them both? Or isn't she dating Isaac at all? He had just thought, since they were always... Maybe they weren't, because how would neither Isaac nor Jackson smell Erica on the other wolf? Or maybe she's not exactly dating Jackson? He resorts into thinking that Erica might have broken up with Isaac, and this is the first time she's ever been with Jackson. He almost trips over Boyd when he walks back into the den, and then he tries not to visualize the wolves in the kitchen when he lays himself in a sandwich between Derek and Scott. It's damn hard, because even though he can't hear them, he knows things are going down. He walks around for about a week, not knowing what to do. He inspects. Erica is still spending time with Isaac and being all coupley, except Styles realizes they never really do anything coupley. They don't hold hands, if you don't count a second or two every other day. They don't kiss, and they don't really hug an over-excessive amount either. Erica seemed to have exactly the same type of relationship with Jackson. Heart eyes and the whole nine yards, and Styles is just dumbfound. What is even going on? He wishes he could ask them, but there is no way in stepping into that kind of territory without having supernatural powers to count on. Fact is that they would probably bite his neck off if he did, being Derek's second or not. He sees all three of them spending time together at times, cooking or washing dishes, but it's mostly in the presence of the others in the pack too, and Styles always gets too distracted by Derek in the end to register any type of weird behavior between them. It turns out Styles have not looked closely enough. Erica is sure dating both Isaac. Styles has now had the absolute pleasure of seeing them stealing kisses when cleaning after their pack meeting. And Jackson. He can smell Jackson all over Erica. Even though Styles almost smells like him just by being in the same room as the guy, he should really drag down on the amount of perfume he's wearing too many times for it to be a coincidence. What he didn't see before was that both of the guys are fully aware of this fact and doesn't even seem to mind. It makes Styles wonder if they are not very serious, that is just dating and hooking up for fun, but he eventually drops that idea too. Most of the times, it just seems like Erica is in love with both of them, and they are in love with her. He realizes that, okay, Erica always sits next to Isaac on meetings and dinners, but Jackson does always sit next to Isaac as well, and there are usually two lacrosse sticks in Erica's room, not just one, and Styles is just amazed on how much he hasn't seen this. And then there are all these small gestures the three of them do, like giving each other pep talks, brush a hand over the small of each other's backs, the kind of loving banter you just don't have with friends or family, and Styles may be a bit jealous. He has Derek. He knows he does. He knows that Derek is his when the time is right. He isn't 18 yet, so Derek has promptly said that, "No, nothing will happen, Styles, if this is meant to be. As you say, we can wait a few months." When Styles realizes he's missed yet another point in the relationship between his three pack members, he wonders whether his gaydar is malfunctioning. Because all of a sudden there is just so much touching going on between Isaac and Jackson, and it hasn't even increased. Styles is just now noticing it. He hasn't been looking for it, so therefore he hasn't seen it. They aren't making the same kind of heart eyes at each other as they do towards Erica, but they are making eyes at each other. Fucking bedroom eyes. It's a bit too much for Styles' brain, and he has to tell Derek. So he does. And Derek laughs at him. Styles tells him not to laugh. It's true, three of his betas are in a relationship, and it looks to Styles like they really are all three. Derek nods his head. I know, Styles, he says lightly. You know? Styles is baffled, Derek nods. They all sleep in the same bed, and their scents have been mingling together for more than Packer goes for a while now. Have you even seen them around each other in the last couple of months? Styles is pacing the room because he have been seeing them around each other but still been oblivious. He wonders whether the rest of the pack already knows, and he's the last one to realize things. He must be looking in much distraught because Derek's voice is final when he says, "It's not a big deal, Styles." And at first when he says it, Styles wants to protest because how the hell can it not be a big deal? But the more he thinks about it, the less of a deal it becomes. It's just love. Derek can probably see his mind changing and adds meaningly, just to be sure Styles get the point. It's their relationship, and what they do with it is totally up to them, and if they want to talk to any of us about it, they will. He has had this conversation with Styles before, about their own non-fucking existing relationship. Derek isn't much for talking about his feelings, so they haven't told the rest of the pack about their pact, to see what happens when Styles is finally 18. But Styles knows that they are just falling harder and harder for each other each day that passes without so much as kissing. He's fairly certain of what will happen when he's actually allowed to put his lips all over Derek. And he also believes there is no way the others hasn't picked up on the sexual tension and Styles' stupid heartbeats whenever Derek is petting him, or talking to him, or being in the same room as him. God, he is so screwed. He hopes Derek's heart is also racing, at least sometimes. But he gets it. This is their thing. So he nods. Okay, no prying. Styles enters the Hale house nowadays without knocking. Nobody knocks, really, except for everyone's parents when some of them are included in larger pack meetings or just invited for dinner. He can hear low voices from the living room, but he's thinking that he'll just sneak up and get some alone time snuggles with the Alpha. Not that it'll be the sexy kind of snuggles, yet, but Derek is big on spooning and he can't deny Pack. But Styles doesn't get very far. Styles! Erica sings when he passed the entrance to the living room. She's looking up from a laptop screen, Jackson to her left and Isaac to her right on the couch. They look all very happy. Styles is changing his course and heads for the wolves in the den instead of the lone one upstairs. So what's up, kids? What's the 411? What's the hot gossip? He tries to sound as secondy in commandy as he possibly can, but realizes he's failing miserably. The others don't really seem to care. He silently hopes they don't get the reference. We're changing our relationship status online. Erica practically beams at him and waves him towards herself. Isaac scoots over so he can press in between them. He's biting his lip, smiling, and Styles smiles back. Reyes smells like roses, but when Styles takes a deep breath through his nose, he can scent them all. She points to the computer, and it's Jackson's personal profile. So look at this, she says, and sounds like an overly excited child. Styles steals a glance towards Jackson on her other side, but he hides his face in her neck. Not kissing, just cuddling. Styles directs his attention to the profile online again. Erica is pointing with her finger at the screen, and Styles cringes a bit. One should never touch a screen that isn't a touch screen. But he ignores it for now and actually looks at what Erica is pointing towards. It says, Jackson Whitmore is in a relationship with Erica Reyes. Styles gets a little bit confused because wasn't this a three-sided thing? But Erica clicks her own name before he can figure out how to ask about this, and a second later her profile page is up. It says that Erica Reyes is in a relationship with Isaac Leahy. He starts to grin, and when Isaac's name is clicked on, he already knows what the last page is going to look like. Isaac Leahy is in a relationship with Jackson Whitmore. It wasn't possible to add more than one person, Isaac explains beside him, voice low and buzzing with anticipation. And all of the sudden, all three wolves are a bit rigid and stiff. Styles has no idea why. Do you think this is weird? Erica asks, and her eyes are big and bright and almost scared. He realizes that yes, this is the first time they're going public with their relationship, but it also may be the first time they're telling anyone in private, too. And he feels proud over them, and he feels like they respect him a second because it will undoubtedly be hard for them if he isn't supportive. He can see it in all of their eyes. Even Jackson has given him a glance, looking for approval and confirmation. No, he says, I don't. And he can hear the breath of relief they all exhale. But I will definitely be knocking on all of your doors from now on, because there are just things in this world. They all groan. The seriousness of the situation flutters away, and Jackson hits him over the head. So much for the leadership respect. But when he exits the room a couple of minutes later, Erica's voice hits him lightly in the back of his head. Thank you, Styles. He turns, and Isaac says, yeah, thanks. And Jackson just nods his gratitude. Styles is having a really warm feeling in his gut when he trips up the stairs. Being confided in by a large part of the pack makes him feel so very much part of the pack that he could just laugh. From that day, the three of them are practically inseparable.